Bezrat Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Shein in the second chapter in the Dam Masechet Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis and Seif Av of the Book of Love, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the making of the Tzitzis. In this Perek we discuss regarding the other part of that of making of the Tchelis of the blue wool. As Rami Gizal HaKalaf regarding first qualifying what this is. Tchelis Amur B'Torah B'Chamakim. Whenever it's mentioned the Torah, the Halach of Tchelis, which applies over here in the Parashat of Tzitzis, it also applies by the Big Day Kahuna, he had Semer HaTzavua, this is the wool that's dyed Ka Pasuch Shebekhel. Pasuch means it's mixed. So you have this blue dye that's mixed with some white. So in this dye itself is like a lighter blue. This is the picture, the image of the sky that appears to the eye, or la'ayin ha'shemesh, to opposite that of the sun. When you have a clear sky, that's the color of this blue that you have in the tchelis. Now, the tchelis hamuda b'tzitzis, the tchelis that's mentioned regarding tzitzis, tzach shtia tzvi asa tzvi yudua. Its dye has to be a well-known color, shemedes v'yafi, that retains its beauty, loy tashan, it doesn't change. V'chol shaloy nisba b'oysa tzvi, if it wasn't dyed with that coloring, pasal tzitzis is invalid, but tzitzis af b'shu kein yurki, even though it looks like the sky. For example, shetzvoy b'isotis, which is a type of herb that you make this blue type of coloring from, loy b'shar mashkin, or other things that are like this black bluish. It's a pasul tzitzis, it's going to be invalid for tzitzis. So to Rachel Bas Eiz, a ewe that's a daughter of a goat, meaning if its mother is a goat and its father is a ram, tzamer pasul tzitzis, its wool is forbidden, is invalid for tzitzis, because it has to be only from the tzemer of a chelam, that of sheep, of a ewe. Halacha Beis, we're going to preparing the dye and the dyeing process. So ketzet tzayv and tchelish tzitzis, how do you dye the blue wool of the tzitzis? So loichen tzemer, you take the wool from the sheep, and you soak it in lime. Then you wash it until the wool is clean, and then you boil it up in bleach, or similar types of things, nice in the way the dyers do it, so it should be totally clean, that it can totally absorb the coloring of the blue wool, of the blue. Now, then they bring the blood of the chalazin. What's the chalazin? It's a fish that its coloring looks like the coloring of the sea, and its blood is black like ink, which is well known that the Rambam, when it doesn't mean the Dead Sea, he refers to the Mediterranean Sea as the Yam HaMelech. It's found in the Mediterranean Sea. Then you put the blood into a vat, into a pot. You put inside it with it herbs, like chamomile, or similar types of herbs. The way the dyers do it. They boil it up. They put the wool inside of it. Until it gets like the color of the sky. And that's the color of the tchelis of the tzitzis. Halacha Gimel. Hatchelis shel tzitzis, the tchelis of the tzitzis, tzricha tzvi lishma, has to be dyed to make this color for the sake of being for tzitzis. Vim tzva shel lishma, if it's dyed not for its sake, just for some other purpose, so it's going to be invalid. Vayyodesh shesh batzeba, now the pot that has this dye, im tzava b'ma'at tzema, now if you had dyed with it a little bit of wool, you put some wool in it, lebodka imu yafim laf, to test it if it's good or not, nifsla yerkul, the whole pot becomes invalid. The reason why that is, because as like the pasuk has to be kalil tchelis, has to be nothing else was dyed with it, for any other utility. The kid asks, what should you do? But you have to test it. So what you do is, lekech hatzeba min hayoyra, you take the dye from the big cauldron, bekli katan, with a small vessel, and then you put the wool that you're checking out with into that small vessel, and then you burn that wool that you used to check it with, because it was dyed for the purposes of testing, not for the purpose of tzitzis, which that would make it invalid for the tchelis of tzitzis, and then you burn it so that you shouldn't come to utilize it by mistake for the tchelis of tzitzis. And then you spill out that dye that's in the vessel that you would use to inspect with, because you used it to test, which thus invalidates it. But then you dye the tchelis in the rest of the dye that was not used and was not created with any deficiency. Halacha Dal, regarding testing and regarding halachas of chazaka, of presumption of status quo. The tchelis could only be bought from a professional. Because we're concerned that maybe it was dyed not for the sake of tzitzis. Now, even though it was bought from a professional, if it was tested, and it was realized that it was dyed with one of the other dyes, that blackened, but that doesn't remain with its coloring, it means it's not the right way, so it's invalid. How do you test it out? Until you know definitively if it was dyed according to the halacha or not. So what you do is, you take straw, you take the secretion of a snail, you take urine that was fermented for 40 days, And you soak the tchelis in all of that for a period of 24 hours. If it retains its color and it doesn't get dimmed, share its valve. That's a sign that's a good tchelis. If it dims, so then you go to the next step. You take the barley dough, that's soured to use it for fish brine. And then you take this tchelis that changed the color, as we said, when you had put into the previous mixture, you put inside of it, and then you bake that dough in the oven. And then you take the tchelis out of the bread, and you see it and you check it out. If it dimmed from what it was, psul, it's invalid. But if actually if increased color, now it's darker actually than it was before the baking, then share that's actually a sign that it was valid. A courtyard, an area where they sell tchelis, and it was always a presumption that it was kosher, in the stem you could buy with it unspecifically, you don't have to check it out. And it retains its chazaka, its presumed status of validity until it becomes suspect. Now, if someone deposits his tchelis by a Gentile, his absolut can be invalid because he might have swapped it. But if it was in a vessel, it was sealed with two different seals. One seal inside of another seal, then it's going to be valid. But one seal, it's going to be invalid. If someone finds tchelis in the street, even if he finds independent strings, which not the norm to go ahead and tie them together and weave a garment out of that because it's very difficult to tie it, still psul it's going to be invalid because we're concerned maybe it was dyed for the purposes of dyeing a garment and not for the purposes of tzitzis. Shazun, but if it's entwined, k'sher tzitzis can be valid because that's not the norm to weave strings and entwining them. That's for sure that it was made for the purposes of tzitzis, that it was entwined and dyed. Halakeich talis mitzitzim nashuk miyisrael. If someone buys a talis with tzitzis from the street from a Jew, so that retains that it's presumably kosher. Minagoy from a Gentile, it depends. Hatagar merchant k'sher it's valid because we presume that he probably bought it from a professional Jew. Minhedjit from a common Gentile, then psul it's going to be invalid because maybe he died himself and it was not done for the purposes of tzitzis and even if it's white strings, maybe he did the spinning and a tzitzis that goy mates is invalid. Lachaches, regarding the dye of the talis and of the tzitzis, talis shikula duma yiruka. A talis is totally red or green, or mishrat zvan ma'ol, any other color. Aisachuti lav and shala, you make, quote unquote, it's white strings. Ke'in tziva, the same color. So im yiruka, if the garment's green, yiruka, you make the strings green. Im aduma, if it's red, aduma, you make it red. Now, aisachula tchiz, if the garment was totally blue, aisach lav and shala, then you make, quote unquote, it's white strings, mishrat zvan from other colors. Chutz min hashachar, except for black. Mishur nirka tchiz, because that looks like tchiz. And the Torah was particular, that should be two different colors, so you're not going to make it the same color because that's blue, and then you can make the strings blue, everything's going to be blue. And you wrap around everything one string of tchelis, just like you do, but for other tzitzis that don't have any color. Halacha tes, regarding the warning regarding tchelis and lavan, it's greater the punishment of someone that does not put on white strings, from the one that doesn't put on his four-corner garment, tchelis. The reason is because white strings can be found by everyone. But for tchelis, the blue strings are not found in all places, not all times, because of the dye that we said, that's very specific, and therefore that's not going to be as great a punishment because it's much harder to come by than the white strings.